Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the power cut plagued West Auckland little republic. And I think it was last night, ladies and gentlemen, and I think it's a very interesting coincidence considering my choice of guest. We had a massive power cut last night. Lasted for like 7 hours. The whole verge of West Auckland, you know, 47,000 homes just dead. Like, you could see like a quarter of the city was just blackness. You know, no street lights working, no street lamps, no nothing. Nobody could make tea, nobody could make dinner, nobody could do anything else. No internet. Because, of course, your wireless router works on the internet and the frickin', even the wireless transmitters and cell phone towers run on the power as well. And you know what occurred to me? The grid is a bad thing. It goes down, we all go down. You just think about that. What if it had lasted for 2 days? What if it had lasted a week? What if the power never came back on? You'd be fracked, wouldn't you? Some certain case of emergency? Yeah. So it occurred to me. Here's a brilliant idea. What's the future grid going to look like? There won't be one. You have all the power you need, all self-contained. Every single home has its own power supply. One person conks out, doesn't affect the entire freaking neighborhood. Or half the city, does it? I thought that was a much more brilliant idea. But I could be wrong. Maybe giving people freedom and their own power and not having to be killed by the slow death of bills. Just marinate on that for a second, ladies and gentlemen. Killed by the slow death of bills. And speaking of bills, one man who has to pay them in order to make sure that you don't is Sterling Allen. Welcome to the show, bro. PezWiki.com. It's the free energy Wikipedia, ladies and gentlemen. And Sterling Allen is in charge of that, and he's been a very busy man up until lately. Welcome back.
What do you mean up until lately? I'm as busy as ever.
Yeah, I presume that maybe it's a false assumption that when people come on the show, they tend to relax a bit.
Okay. Well, if you mean in the last few seconds, then maybe we'll count that.
Yeah, I do enjoy I live in the now, show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been up to up until now?
Oh, all kinds of fun stuff. It's been quite a while since I've been on your show. Half a year, three quarters of a year. There's been a lot of developments. One that I just sent you a link to, quite exciting. There's a company down in Brazil that has a technology that basically they have four different patents that have been applied for, world patents, and each one of them is an exotic free energy modality that pulls energy from the will work of nature in an unconventional way. One of them is a self-loop motor generator system where a smaller motor powers a larger generator, which is looped back to keep the motor turning with energy left over. It sounds like lifting yourself up by your own bootstraps, but in the process, apparently it sets up some kind of a resonance with the surrounding electrons to say hi and come on in, and they show up and have a party, and you have a lot of energy. But the thing that got our attention is supposedly they actually were in commercial production for a while. They built two of these things, installed them in homes, and what happened was the local power grid went in and confiscated them because they didn't have the proper UL equivalent certifications, and the court ordered them to refrain from selling or installing until further notice. So they've had a bit of the kibosh put on them by the powers that be. And they were also investigated actually had a local utility guy come and check out the technology, gave it a thumbs up, published a report. I've seen the report, which is very positive. Then he got fired. They said, you don't have the authority to speak on our behalf. And also the report was leaked, and so it was making its circulations. And so he got fired. This is something that was producing many kilowatts. They had one that was for sale for 39.6 kilowatts at 220 volts. 220 is what they use down there in Brazil. While consuming just 440 watts from the grid. So 440 watts in, 39.6 kilowatts out. That's a pretty good gain.
Well, if this could be implemented, I mean, what would you do? Would it still need a grid of some kind?
Well, my take is that no. What you would do is you would get a battery bank that would provide. You wouldn't even need a battery bank. A couple of batteries would be enough, most likely, to give you your 440 watts in, and then you take some of the output to keep the batteries topped off. One of the principles of these free energy devices, and there's a whole slew of them out there, we have some 25 different genres of unconventional free energy technologies and 25 conventionals. Solar, wind, geothermal, tide, those are all conventional. No physicists are going to have all hard times with that. But of the unconventional type, there are a lot of them. And one of the principles is that you can't take the output from the same device into the input to keep itself running. You can't self-loop something like that. There has to be some kind of an intermediary place where you dump the energy so that it's going from one form to another and not... Otherwise, I guess it's nature's way of saying you can't lift yourself up by your own bootstraps. But you can harness the will work of nature. Solar is an obvious example of doing that. And so my take on that is any device that requires some input could get that input either by putting it into a battery and pulling from the battery as you need it, or some other, you know, secondary source where you could store the energy and retrieve it.
Now, if we can indeed have all of these batteries, as you say, what kind of insulation or protection have people got from, say, EMF radiation fields and that sort of dirty electricity contamination and what have you throughout your entire home?
Good question. And one of the things that's quite interesting about quite a few of the 25 genres of free energy technology is that some of them actually are beneficial to health. They actually improve health by being around them. Not all of them. Some of them need some shielding. And all of them need to be studied along those lines before they're released commercially. And that's one of the reasons why we don't yet have free energy technologies in the marketplace, is because there are a lot of hoops that have to be jumped through before you can make something commercially available. The certification and testing process just for regular technologies is quite time consuming. You're looking at 6 to 18 months to get something certified. Then when you introduce a new modality that they have no precedent for and they don't know where to peg it, they've got to come up with new regulations and new testing procedures. And so that process takes even longer. And so the early adopters, people who are willing to do beta testing, are the most likely to be able to get these technologies before everyone else. And one of the things that I believe very strongly is that we get the government we deserve and we get the energy we deserve. And right now, the reason we've got tyranny is because we deserve tyranny as a people. We sowed the seeds of tyranny with our decadence as a society, and tyranny is what we get. And until we stop deserving tyranny, We're not going to deserve freedom, and free energy is all about freedom. When you've got a device in your car that keeps your car going, your electric vehicle, you never have to stop for fuel, that's freedom. When you've got a device in your garage that keeps your house powered up, no matter what's going on around you, whether the grid's up or down, and your lights are always on, you can keep your greenhouse going. You don't have to worry about your power bill. It just runs and runs and runs, gives you the amount of power that you need when you need it. That's freedom. When you've got a power device in your cell phone, you don't have to plug it in anymore. Each appliance has its own power source embedded inside of it, so you don't have any cords. That's freedom. And until we stop deserving tyranny, we're not going to deserve these things in the marketplace. And so that's one of the reasons why, as you go to my news recently, you'll see a shift where I'm starting to talk about consciousness-oriented subjects and esoteric kinds of things much more to get people to think on a consciousness level so that we can help facilitate the shift in consciousness that's needed to deserve and warrant the emergence of these free energy technologies. Does that make sense?
Well, it seems as though we need to eliminate a particular kind of consciousness, that kind of consciousness that doesn't have a conscience.
Exactly.
Because I believe that that's the main thing that's holding it back. Is human creativity holding this industry back?
No.
Human creativity is what is being held back. What is it being held back? By psychopaths that don't have any creativity and will either steal or destroy your idea because you threaten their monopoly.
Yeah. And one thing that's really cool is just to think about, you know, in the computer world, they have what I think it's called Moore's Law, where every so many months the power is twice as much. You have twice as much computational power at half the price. And it's continued in that manner almost since the beginning of the computer revolution. And you don't see that in the mainstream energy sector. You see these baby step incremental improvements just a little bit at a time. But the thing is, outside in the fringe, you have these monumental developments taking place. And so what you have is a dam being backed up with a reservoir of inventions that are just waiting to come out. And that reservoir is getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper as more and more people learn about these things, get them, build them, perfect them, get them ready to go, so that when free energy, these exotic free energy technologies come out, when we finally deserve them, it's not going to be a little trickle here and a little trickle there. It's going to be a tsunami.
Well, it would be nice to wash away this kind of heavily rigidly controlled industry, because it's not like we've got a lack of energy in the first place. It's just the fact that a free humanity that's capable of traveling wherever it wants, whenever it wants, basically for free without cost, is one that can be much more worldly and see stuff really for what it is, what's really going on. And I don't think they want that. Why would you want a whole bunch of worldly, independent people who are, like, educated and well-experienced in places far afield, but intimate knowledge of different cultures and what they mean to human society as a whole? You don't want monoculture. You don't want everybody using the same kind of cars. Frick that.
Yeah, free energy is very empowering of the individual, giving them the tools that they need to be able to step into what they're really good at, what they love doing. It's very empowering. And so on my business card, I have the statement, the canned statement with a new twist, you know, power to the people. Like you said in the opening, free energy enables us to be completely independent from the grid. It's distributed energy, and we really are going to a world that is not just distributed energy, but distributed everything, distributed medicine. We become our own doctors. We stop relying on this doctor who didn't take any nutrition training, and we're going to start learning how to take care of our own bodies and learn the herbal remedies that are cheap and readily available that we can grow in our backyard, and we're going to heal our own stuff. My wife just had a urinary tract infection and been plaguing her for about 3 weeks. And she read up on the internet, in the spirit of being your own doctor, and she found out that I think it's oregano is extremely effective has antibacterial properties. And so she started taking that, and immediately the symptoms started going away. We're talking, minutes kind of thing. That may sound really quirky because, it's like, how does that happen? But that's what she experienced. And
this kind of stuff happens all the time. I was a cardiologist here in New Zealand. They had an old lady on the table who had arrested like every couple of minutes, and they'd shocked her and brought her back 10 times already. And so he came in, he administered the treatment, and all the heart attacks stopped. Already give her just a little bit of magnesium. It's amazing how fragile the human body is, and it's amazing even more its ability to heal itself when you give it the right tools. We'll be right back after the break.
I take my anger to a place that ain't gonna get up in your face. The facts we all get.
Welcome back.
The things we got to change.
You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Well, at least I hope you are. For those of you tuned in on the American Freedom Radio stream, I recommend you go to the Listen Live page when the website's up and download the iTunes or the Winamp or the whatever. It's just a little kind of MP3 file that when you play it on your little, MP3 player, it plays a stream, and you don't even have to go directly to the website to click that play button or anything like that. So even if the website's down, often the stream isn't. My very special guest is Sterling Allen from, is it PezWiki.com, I believe?
Yeah.
The Free Energy Wikipedia. There's an awful lot of stuff on there. What is really strange, Sterling, is that there really is a shockingly large amount of information on free energy out there. And, if you went looking for no more than a couple of minutes, you'd start finding viable projects that have already been, trialed and had little videos or articles or what have you written about them. So what the hell is the holdup?
Well, the problem is that there's a lot of bogus information out there, too. People who put up hoax videos. And there's also the mantra that had been put out by mainstream science that such and such is impossible and junk science, and therefore it must be a hoax. So if you see anything that looks like it's working, the brain is trained like Pavlov's dog to immediately think junk science, junk science, junk science, and be looking for the trick rather than just looking at it as a scientific endeavor, saying, here's what they have, here's what their reasons for it, here's the data that they have, and taking it at face value and judging each thing of its own merits. And to their credit, the skeptics actually have a lot of reasons to be skeptical because of all the bogus things that are out there. When you get outside the box, life gets very mucky. You have to think on your own. You have to wade through a lot of junk before you find the gem. You have to find the needle in the haystack, and it's not an easy task. And so even for myself, with all the experience I have in the sector, I still get tricked by people. And that's actually, I'm not ashamed of that, because we're out there on the cutting edge. Somebody's got a cool story. Sounds good. They've got there's some good reasons to believe that they really got it. They've got a photo. They've got a video. They've got some data. They've got some witnesses. There's a whole gamut of weight of credible reasons to believe something. And you basically say, well, here's the latest claim, and it looks serious. Does anyone live over in northern Brazil that could go check this thing out? And you put it up there, and then people start raising their hand. That's what happened with most recent thing. I mean, within minutes of putting that thing up, I was getting contacted by my associates who've been tracking our news, saying, hey, I live in the next city over. I could go check them out, and I could do some translations for you. And so it's really quite magical how this stuff happens. So the rough and tumble world of exotic free energy news is not for the faint-hearted. You know, because we do have a lot of false starts. We do have a lot of dashed hopes. We think we got the next best thing, and then it turns out that it's not what we thought it was. And you get breakthrough burnout. But ultimately, not only are we going to be vindicated, but we're going to see that free energy is going to be as crucial to the emergence of a new world as the American Revolution was to the emergence of the last century.
New world.
Yeah.
Incidentally.
And so free energy is not just technology. It's a paradigm shift. It's a new way of being. It is the antithesis of the New World Order, because it is about freedom and empowerment and not slavery and servitude and penury, where you're just eking out an existence because they're trashing the economies of the world and trying to undermine the so they can control the planet and the weather and do all the crazy things with the GMOs, destroying our health in the name of helping, when in reality they're just looking at the bottom line and getting filthy, filthy rich and corrupt beyond imagination.
I don't think that the future is going to look as bad as a lot of people say, because they forget that while there's so many really nasty scumbags, sure, that are subverting the normal course of justice and the course of human evolution, while that does exist, there's also really good people who are fighting the direct opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually winning. We're growing stronger every single day. Like a majority of Americans now believe that the official government account of 9/11 wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
I think that says something. And considering it's so soon after the fact, everybody's really getting out there now. You can barely see a megaphone or a sign on the street that doesn't have some kind of conspiracy on it these days. It's becoming quite popular to expose scumbaggery. Mm-hmm. And long may it continue and grow, preferably organically.
And also to talk about this collective awakening and the effect that it has on this principle of we get the government we deserve. Look what happened with Snowden's disclosures, where he got everyone talking about this NSA spying that's going on. In our backyard in Utah here, we've got that massive, what is it, $8 billion spy facility. And I've got a cousin that worked there, left, and anyway, he says that what you see on the surface is nothing compared to what's underground. And so that thing is a mammoth above ground. And with the awakening of Snowden, look what happened. They've had these little fires, and they're having issues with with the functionality of the things, pushing back the launch of this thing. I can't help but think that that is a function of our awakening, and that if we continue that, we may be able to circumvent the inauguration of that facility. Maybe one of our Patriot friends who lives up at Hill Air Force Base with a live missile on his ship might decide to accidentally fire one down there and take the thing out on a day when there's hardly anyone there. That'd be pretty
cool. Quick fire at the missile bar, nobody's looking.
Oh my gosh, I spilled my coffee.
Oh, sorry, God. It was a goof.
Yeah.
But then again, what would be really nice is instead see those facilities properly and justifiably shut down, and then converted into something more useful for the society. Like a giant underground YMCA, for example, would be far more useful to society than this goddamn $8 billion information data-gathering enslavement mechanism, matrix machine city underground type of frickin' neo-conservative crackpot think tank-inspired demonology hell. What the hell is that useful for? I don't think so, bro.
Yeah. You know, I'm reading a book called Crosswalk right now that is a fictional novel as a way to basically tell the story of what is going on with the chemtrails, who's behind it and how they do it, and how they do the spraying and how it's operated, and who are the scientists and engineers behind it. It is utterly, it sends chills down your spine. It is so freaking evil. How long they've been at it, how many people are involved, how they get people roped into it, how they compartmentalize it so people can kind of keep their conscience, in a jar but not discarded, because they don't know the whole picture of what they're doing when they're pushing the button. They think it's just X, Y, and Z, not what it really is. It's an amazing book. It starts really slow. I'd start on page 76. It's called Crosswalk. We've got a story on our blog today, November, in case people are listening to a recording of this show, November 7th, over at our blog, about Crosswalk. You want to get that book. It's really, really insightful. It's a must read to learn how and why and how long they've been at this and how dangerous it is. I mean, they're basically taking over the weather control patterns of the planet so that they can turn us all into slaves and become as wealthy as you could imagine being, because you control everything. You get the futures on the stock market, on the weather, and you know what is going to happen because you're pulling the triggers. And these guys, for example, would get insurance. They buy up all this cropland, get insurance on it for floods, and then they cause a flood and they collect on their insurance. I mean, this
not entirely dissimilar from how Larry Silverstein rented the World Trade Center for 100 years, I think, or whatever it was, for $1 down. And then he got extra terrorism insurance. And boy, did it pay off.
And he collected dollars. Twice on it because there were two planes.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't classed as one terrorist attack. It was classed as two because two different planes hit them.
And he's sitting there walking free as a free man, and the guy who smokes a joint, Adam Kokesh, is going to be served major time because he smoked pot and had some ammunition on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Weed and ammunition. Was there any victims? Anybody injured?
Not a single one.
Was there any private property or government property damaged or stolen?
Nope. Ask the same question about Silverstein.
It's none of the government's frickin' business then. Somebody wasn't hurt. No, nothing was damaged. Then frick off. You know, you got better things to do. There's people getting raped out there, yo, because you've got a gun ban and the women can't protect themselves. You've got a job to do. Hurry up.
Yeah.
I don't think that the society makes any sense to me because I have a conscience and I can think. You know, a whole lot of other people who can't think, it makes perfect sense to them because they never think about it. Because I can't. It's oh my god.
Well, yeah,
just having enough brain power, Sterling, to even comprehend for a moment, even for a fraction of a second, what's actually happening on the planet right now at this very second, in terms of like the really bad things that are happening to everybody and all the bad things that are being planned to do to all of us. It just it's a big burden.
Yeah, there's so painful. Probably the biggest impediment for people waking up is cognitive dissonance. They just can't accept all that comes, all the ramifications of believing that 911 was an inside job, that's just too big for them. They can't go there in their head, not because they're not able to think of it, but because they lack the courage to embrace and to dig into and to own what they're learning and to go with it. And trust that there's a higher power that knows what's going on. And if we harness that power, then nothing can prevail against us.
I don't know about this. Because I see a lot of people really lose their mojo, I think. And this stuff does great on you. And you just somehow have to keep working. And I was wondering to myself, you know, I say that the reason I can keep working is because I'm laughing about it, but I don't think that's actually it. That's how I keep my sanity, but why do I actually keep on doing it, putting myself in this stressful situation, trying to learn all this really, really disturbing stuff? You know why? I think it's because I was always picked on, and I always, despite the fact that I got picked on, there was usually one person somewhere around me at the time who would stick up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I'm trying to stick up for all the other people who can't stick up for themselves. You know, the same thing that it was like for me.
Yeah, I'd like to segue off of what you're just saying here. There's a really important principle that I think we who are awake need to remember and embrace in our lives. We have around us these what one person calls dot people. When you draw a stick figure for a human being, and then you draw a dotted figure that represents the spirit beings that are disembodied, who are hanging around us, both angelic as well as demonic. These dot people whisper in our ears, say things like, "Oh, you're just wasting your time. You can't make any difference. Everyone thinks you're a kook." You know, there's these voices that go in our head that cause us to get discouraged and disgruntled and get burned out and want to give up and give up on life. Think, you know, why am I spending so much time trying to make the planet a better place? It's a lost cause. You know, I might as well just give up. These are this kind of chatter that goes on in our head. And we have to learn to replace that chatter with positive messages and identify those negative voices and get rid of them. You can actually get like a black journal and write down the negative voices and say, "I see you, number 5 or whatever it is.
Oh, Sterling, unfortunately, some annoying voices are about to come on. It's called advertising. We'll be right back.
I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized
Welcome
crime,
back.
The police and judges, the deadly...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show that just doesn't frack around. At least not as much as Anadarko or BP. My very special guest is Sterling Allen. Hey, and what's your take on fracking, by the way, Sterling?
It is totally... there's hardly a good thing you can say about it because of how it trashes the planet in the process of extracting the natural gas, all the chemicals they put down there that they are able to keep proprietary and undisclosed, the poisons that they're putting in the planet that should come up in people's drinking water that kills them. I mean, we're talking murder. And they just buy out the politicians, and this is all for cheap natural gas. It's crazy.
Life is cheap, eh? Hey, and when we got cut off by the break before, you were talking about how this kind of frustrating situation we find ourselves in. This is all these chattering voices in your head that expel negativity towards you, and that you actually need to expel those negative voices yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to recognize them for what they are, and I mean, we all are mature enough and developed enough spiritually to realize that those voices are there. And there are some very effective tools that you can use to basically take the power out of them so that they don't bother you and affect you like they might otherwise. And I was just starting to talk about one of those tools is you get a black journal and you write down all of the things that they say in your head. You're no good. This will never go anywhere. Nothing you've ever done has ever come to fruition. You write down all these negative chatters, voices that come to you both in your head as well as on the negative comments in the forums. And you say, okay, I see you, and I identify you, and you have no power over me. And that's actually very powerful. You can also write it down on a sheet of paper, tear it up, and wrinkle it, burn it. Also has a good emotional effect on you. Do this on a regular basis. You can also do declarations where you take the 10 negative voices that are going on in your head at the time, things that are really getting to you, and then you write those in the right-hand column, and then the left-hand column, you write the antithesis. So on the right-hand column might say, you're not worth anything. And then on the left-hand column you say, you're an amazing person. And then you add something to it like, and you're handsome. And then what you do is you put these out as declarations. You shout them, go out into a field and shout them. And what happens is it gets into your subconscious, and this becomes, basically you're reprogramming your subconscious with these positive voices. And then what that happens is when you can even start with the top three. And what happens is that it gets rid of the entire list of 10 that you selected, because once you get the ringleaders out, they kind of, the ones that were following them have to leave too. And then, of course, other voices will come along, and so you repeat the process every once in a while as these things are starting to get overwhelming to you. These are just some little tools. The point being that you need to be very careful to not let those voices get to you and to pay attention to them, because they're lies. And they're there for one purpose, and that is to destroy you, to take you down, to rend you, to neuter you as a powerful instrument in this, end times battle against evil, we're trying to bring about a better world, and we're here born for a purpose, and we need to fulfill that purpose. And we can't let those negative voices have that power over us. And they're going to get stronger in the coming days. And we need to identify those people in our lives who are giving voice to those voices, and basically put them out of our mind and not let them have influence over us, whether it means deleting their emails or ignoring their comments, not even paying attention to them, just giving them no power.
See, mate, I love, and there's only two things I love, my girlfriend and the block function. Somebody comes at you, starts abusing you for absolutely no reason, seems to be some kind of pituitary retard, block! You never hear from the motherfucker again. It's blissful. It's, remember when you're a teenager and you get to get some kind of a gross enjoyment out of squeezing a pimple out, that sense of disgusting satisfaction of just blocking somebody who's a douchebag.
Yeah.
Oh, it brings back memories. I haven't blocked anybody for a long time. Apparently they figured out that every time they act like a douchebag, they get blocked, so they stop commenting, which I guess is the idea.
Yeah. One of the things, too, that is really important for us is that we want to make sure that, we're bringing about a better world, and we don't want to replace the evil with a new evil. We want to replace the evil with love, with compassion, with long-suffering, with patience. These are the attributes that we should be aspiring to. And there's a scripture that's very interesting. Perfect love casts out all fear. And the whole purpose of 9/11 was to scare the bejeebies out of the entire planet, to get us to worry and to be afraid, and so that they can instill their different police state and Big Brother practices around the planet. And the antithesis of fear, of course, is courage, but also the most effective tool is love. And you wouldn't necessarily think of love as being the antithesis of fear, but that really is the antithesis, is to go into a place of love.
I thought it was faith that was the antithesis of fear.
If you were to look it up in like a dictionary, that would probably be the word. But if you look it up from a Judeo-Christian point of view, the effective antidote, maybe is a better word than an antonym, the antidote is love.
But of course you'd have to have faith in Christendom in order to believe that.
Yep. And I'm not saying you have to be a Christian. I don't think that that is necessarily the solution. I think becoming a God-based person who recognizes that we're all God beings and have a great destiny to fulfill in each one of us, have this amazing potential within us as part of the God family. You know, we're children of God, and we have the right to step into that creative process where we become co-creators with God. We get these vision statements, we put them on our walls of what we want to see happen in our lives, and we start focusing on those things and we materialize them. We become creators. We get rid of the negative voices and the negative chatter in our head, and we bring about a better world because we're co-creators with God. And whatever religion works for you, you know, can be your partner in that creative process. But ultimately, each one of us have to become independent with God, not leaning on another or trusting another. We become responsible for our own salvation, our own walk with God. It's between us and God, not some priest or other intermediary in the process between us. We go direct, and we answer direct, and we're responsible directly. We have to answer to our conscience. You know, we get a revelation to go do such and such. It needs to jive with our conscience. So anyway, I'm going on a bit of a spiritual rant here, but
does it make you feel better to be able to express what you're feeling?
Yeah, I think we need to have these kinds of discussions because that's where we need to go as an awakened people. It's part of the victory is to have the victory of spirit so that we don't get beat down by these negative voices, both seen and unseen.
Yeah. Nobody wants to get beat down, son. And by the way, I found that the most negative voice it can be your own. You know, you lose faith in yourself and that kind of thing. However, it usually only takes one or two people that are really good friends of yours or whatever to just go, no, what are you freaking kidding me? They're full of crap, mate. There's no validity to what that person's saying about you whatsoever. And you're like, but I said that about myself. And you go, exactly. So you're BSing yourself, bro. Snap out of it.
When you say you're saying that about yourself, it's actually those negative voices that you're listening to. It's not yourself innately that's coming up with that stuff.
Was it like a subliminal influence or something like that? People attack you, and no matter whether or not you know that or not that it's true, it still grates on your mind that they said it in the first place?
Mm-hmm. And so by just understanding that whole process, can be very powerful. We got those voices in our head again.
Yeah. Well,
we've got about
30 seconds to wrap up. So pierswicky.com is your website still, and you've got about maybe, I don't know, 10-15 seconds to wrap up your case.
Yeah, when we deserve free energy, we'll get it. And when we stop deserving tyranny, the door will be wide open. We'll have this onrush flood of these amazing technologies, and we'll have the Jetson future.
Yeah. Welcome to the Jetsons, PezWiki.com, ladies and gentlemen, and Sterling Allen, the editor thereof. We'll see you after the break.
Thanks, Vinny.